Today we're visiting one of Central Florida's oldest attractions. In 1949, the Florida Wildlife Institute opened as the first major attraction here in Central Florida. That name might not be familiar. Well, the name changed in the early 50s to Snake Village. Still not familiar? Well, you might know this attraction better by the name they settled on in 1954, Gatorland.
Hi guys, are you catching up with us? We're at Gatorland today. There's a special deal for Florida residents. We get half price admission, which is pretty awesome. So we're coming out, we're all the way in the back right now. Coming to check out some alligators and the crocodiles back through here. Got some cool stuff we're gonna do. Try to show you some of the shows, some of the other really cool things that they have going on here. There's a train, we're gonna check that out here in a little bit. It is not necessarily smooth pavement, so be prepared for that. Definitely probably want to wear some enclosed shoes here. And they're building a new home, or updating the home for one of their crocodilians. We'll walk around over here. Oh, there's a fun tower. I'm not sure if this is part of their zip line system they have. That you will not be seeing on this video today, because not that I'm afraid of heights or anything, I just, the flying through the air part, not my thing. But yeah, that's part of the zip line, so you can't go up that, but it is there. There's quite a few of them around, which is pretty cool. $3 sodas and waters if you need them. A nice alligator skeleton here. Look at this. I don't know if you can see the toenails, but those are pretty impressive. This is a great spot to come and sit and cool down. There's some nice fans going. Oh, nice fan, nice fan. Come check out Blondie. Blondie is 30 years old, 500 pounds, 10 feet, 9 inches, and is hiding down in that murky green water with a friend. Oh, so I'm not sure which one is which. I'm assuming that one's Blondie over there, but there's another big one right up here.
Yep, I see that's Blondie right there, just by coloration.
Yep. More gators.
Oh,
look at that guy's mouth. Oh, I gotta get a picture of his mouth.
Ooh, let's get the mouth.
That is just a great angle. Oh my, that's scary. Can you imagine that coming at you? I don't know if you can capture it. Yeah, that's, I need a slightly better zoom lens to be able to get him. It's not bad, but this one here is better.
After we'd walked around for a bit and enjoyed seeing the crocodiles, we hopped on a swamp buggy and went for the Stompin' Gator Ride. Here's a few clips for you to enjoy the experience with us.
Look at this place. This looks like a gender reveal party gone wrong. You guys paid for this? Seriously? The redneck version fits a small world. Who's been drinking on this, baby?
Welcome.
Man, shut this garbage off. We're gonna do it. I got a better idea, guys. We're gonna steal this buggy. We're going off there. We're gonna find a real life gator hole like some Florida boys. That sound like a plan? Now, if that sounds like a plan, hit me with your best. Yeehaw! Yeehaw! Pedro ain't got no license. Dude, this buggy about to get real bouncy. Oh yeah, we go up. Oh yeah, we come back down. Yeah, that's how gravity works. Hey, what's up, guys? My name's Andrew. This is your crazy guy, Pedro. Yeah, we just stole this buggy. Hey, y'all ain't got nothing to worry about, though. They're not here. There's any cameras. We're in the middle of the Central Road. Where's the cameras? Hey, y'all smile and wave. Yeah, I can't go back to jail. They ain't gonna let me out. Hey, turn the corner. This sign says lost or relapse. What you guys want to do right now?
Really lost.
There we go. Like Google Maps can't find us. Hey, turning the corner, there he is, that swampy sound. He up there looking like a ginger Jesus now, ain't he? Hold on, that sign says moonshine. There's an arrow with a tree to cut it down. It needs to be tall, not small. Come on, man, let's roll. Alright, while I'm talking about trees, don't forget some of my favorite here in Central Florida. See that green one right out here? That's nice, ain't it? Name a tall one, also. Now, this one down here makes some good swamp cabbage. Who's ever had swamp cabbage before? Oh, man, you know what I'm talking about. Change your life. Alright, we're coming up the sound in January. Whoa! Wait a minute, hold on. Eviction notice. Oh, man, this is where Sound and Jenny live, man. I can't believe he kicked them out. All right, guys, that right there is a redneck food truck. That's a Florida yard dog. He's all by it, no bark. Don't try to get him to roll over. And then Jenny, Jenny got more problems than a math test. All right, come on, let's keep trucking. We lost, but I let him know. Hey, you guys know what cattywampus means? If you don't, you're going to learn today. I suggest you hold on. Relationship. Hey, that one says, see you on the news. Hey, guys, Pedro was just on the news the other day. Guess what for? Reckless driver. Yeah, they took his license.
If you want to experience the full adventure for yourself, make sure you visit Gator Joe's at the beginning of the day because the tickets for this experience do sell out quickly, and make sure you're on the list so that you can enjoy the full Stompin' Gator experience. Next, we headed over to the Jumparoo area where we found a spot along the wall to watch the gators jump out of the water to get chicken. It's kind of like playing Hungry Hungry Hippos, but these were hungry, hungry alligators. So here's a clip from that show. Next, we went to Alligators Legends of the Swamp, where we learned about these amazing reptiles as one of Gatorland's gator experts entered the Legends Arena to share their knowledge with us about the 6 to 8 foot gators. Now, I know a lot of things about gators, but it was still nice to be reminded of some of the facts, like the most powerful part on a gator is not their tail, it is their mouth. Now, Gatorland is home to gators of all shapes, sizes, and colors, so we'll give you a little montage next of some of those gators that you can see, from the smallest to some of the largest at Gatorland. Thank you. right, we'll finish up the video letting you enjoy part of the train ride here at Gatorland. That was a lot of fun. A tip on that is that the train ride is $3 for unlimited rides. So make sure you go early and enjoy the ride early on, because it will be a much longer line later in the day. So go early if you can. That way you can do multiple rides, you know, enjoy it a little bit more. Second tip is, if you are a Florida resident, make sure you check the Gatorland website and their social media accounts for discount ticket offers. Those happen occasionally. And they also do offer an annual pass if you're interested. And it might be fun because they've got, you know, all the alligators you can see, the different shows. They also have a little water park that might be great if you have small kids, that you could enjoy that. Now, Gatorland is home to more than just gators. Now, they do have lots of alligators, and I'm trying to remember what the number was. I do not recall. If you know the number of alligators that they claim is at Gatorland, leave it in the comments. If I find it, I will leave it there as well. I know it's several hundred, but I forget the exact number. I did hear, but I have forgotten now. So we'll do a guess in the comments. You let me know how many alligators you think are at Gatorland, and I'll try to put in what I believe is the correct answer in there for you as well. But they're home to more than just alligators. There's also crocodiles. They have some different wild cats. They have capybara. They have some, they actually have an aviary you can go through. I didn't want to do that. Just didn't want my camera messed up. But they also have flamingos. There's some parrots, I believe, as well. Snakes and other small critters. I avoided that part. The only time I saw a snake was in the Dangerous Encounter show, or Unexpected Encounters. It's the third show that they have. I forget the name of it. But yeah, that's where I saw a snake. Otherwise, I did really good the entire day not seeing snakes, but oh well, you will see them. The park also has a zip line, there's a rock climb, there's a course of Stomping Gators off-road adventure. Make sure you enjoy that. There are three different shows. Let me repeat those real quick for you. There's the Gator Jumperoo, Alligators Legends of the Swamp, and Up Close Encounters. That is where I had to see the snake. I was not impressed, but oh well. If you want to get up really close and personal, like really up close and personal to alligators, then you can pay for Adventure Hour, where they will let you get very, very close to alligators. There is also the Gatorland's Barnyard Petting and Feeding Area. They've got some water buffalo, some goats, different animals. You can check that out. There's the Gator Nightshine, which is an after hours time when you can go and see the gators at night. If you think it's hard to see gators during the day, imagine at night. And then if you want really the full experience, you can also be a trainer for the day. Now, you might be wondering, what is food like? Real quick, as our train ride finishes up here, there are four places you can get food. There's Pearl's Good Eats, there's the Snack Shack, Gator Gully General Store, and the coffee shop. I thought the prices were pretty reasonable, and I think a couple of the places have the prices on the website. So Pearl's Good Eats, which is where I wanted to eat because I wanted to try the flapjack cake, but we waited until late in the day, and there was no flapjack cakes left. So that was my fault. Next time I go, I'll have to try it, but they do have the prices on the website, and really, I thought they were reasonable for a park of this nature, so I thought it was pretty good. So if you're in the Central Florida area, you're looking for something to do, come visit one of Central Florida's earliest attractions, and that is Gatorland, Florida. If you have any questions or comments, maybe something I didn't cover in the video, feel free to ask me the question in the comments, and I'll try to get back to you with an answer. But that's it for this Ant Venture. We'll talk to you guys next week on the next Ant on the Move video.